leading off season talking about embracing the target and the new normal. Why is the message now the pressure's off and people are counting you out?
Yeah, I think what you have to understand is I was asked a question about the locker room and what how I address the football team, and part of that was just saying that, listen, no one gives us a rat, winning or losing. They don't, they've kind of written us off, so to speak. And so from that standpoint, yeah, there's probably the pressure should be off. We shouldn't have any pressure going into football games, even though, listen, every game, don't misunderstand, there's pressure with every football game, okay? Pressure to win, there's all of that. Sometimes players, coaches, teams put pressure on themselves when they don't have to. You know what I mean? To make a play. I talk to this team a lot about, you don't have to go looking for plays. There's enough out there. Plays are going to come to you, and when they come to you, make the play in the game. I believe, Carolina had 58 or 9 plays in the game, right? So you don't have to make them all. It's like you talk to the quarterback all the time. You don't have to go make every play. Let the offense work. So I think sometimes we put that added pressure on top of us, and sometimes that can affect, the way guys play. And so that's just been my message to the team, particularly after the game. So that was the question that was asked, and that was just part of that message.
So why do you think guys are doing that?
I think guys want to perform. They want to play well. They're professionals. There's an expectation. There's I talk a lot about, holding guys accountable. And we've got some new faces out there, and I think that's all part of the process. And I just wanted to reiterate to the team that you don't have to do that. You just go play, relax, have fun. Again, as I talked about, there's enough pressure in these games to perform, to coach, to win. It's hard. It's hard to win games, and we do everything we can to do that.
How did you see Carson maybe trying to do too much on those last couple drives, trying to make a play when maybe there was a better play there?
Well, I think again, that's a quarterback's nature, is to try to make the play. I know this. I want the ball in Carson's hands at the end of the game. I want him having control of helping us win a football game, and then the guys doing their job. So we're going to continue to work through it. We're going to continue to coach and teach and instruct. But at the end of the day, I want the ball in his hands to help us win a game.
Now, at the end of the third quarter, you have a 3-score lead. The rest of the way, the other team averages almost 9 points a snap, 9 yards a snap. Sorry.
Correct.
Is that a problem with scheme or personnel?
I look at it, and it's not either, really. You look at personnel and you go, okay, is it lack of pass rush? Well, no, we still put pressure on Cam. Is it maybe we can tackle a little bit better, in the back end? I think sometimes we allow too many yards after contact. I think there's some of that involved. I think guys have to understand situations of the where we are in the game and the timing of it and the score. And, there's a lot of things. I talk about situational ball all the time with the football team and understanding that and playing for 60 minutes and finishing. And we just didn't do that yesterday. And offense, you could maybe sit here and point the finger at the defense, but the offense had a chance to win the game at the end and didn't. Special teams, we missed a field goal early in the game, difference of the football game. So there's enough to go around that I think we can all look at and get better from.
As a play caller, what do you think is missing from the offense from a personnel standpoint?
I mean, you look at the stats. I mean, if you're talking about the running game, I mean, a lot of our runs are RPO runs. There's throws mixed in. I think yesterday, you're talking about a big, physical, powerful Carolina defense, okay? Tough team to run the football against anyway. But yet we came out with, 300-plus yards passing and very efficient there and took advantage of some things in the passing game. So, I think we're right where we need to be from the standpoint of personnel. It goes back. We got to make sure that we win the game during the week, right? If you win the game on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, chances are you're going to win the game on Sunday. And so that's where it starts. It begins with our preparation. So you know, we had opportunity. I mean, you look at Alshon had a tremendous game. Zach had a tremendous game passing down the field. Of course, Carson. You know, the running game, we were just a little off up front. You know, missed a couple double teams. There's, you know, those two dudes are about 700 pounds in there. So, you know, those are big guys trying to get out of the way. So, you know, credit them too. And Keekly's a smart guy. He ran behind some blocks. He's fast. He tackled us for loss. I mean, those are all things that you're going up against when you're talking about, you know, a team like Carolina.
Doug, in the first half, do you feel like that you weren't aggressive enough? You had the ball, your own 4, 2:10 left, and ran the ball 3 times for a minute off the clock.
No. We had a 10-point lead at that time, and I believe we even we had the long screen. Yeah. Came back. So
that was after a minute.
Yeah, we had the screen, and we were out past the 50, and then at that point we were going to go score. So when that penalty put us back just a little bit, you know, you're back behind in the field position with a long way to go at that time. So I felt like we were okay in that situation.
What about coming downfield when you got the ball back up?
Listen, we can sit here in hindsight 2020. I did what I did.
So, I mean, in terms of throwing the ball downfield.
In the first half?
No. Second half, when you guys get the ball up, you guys were 17-6, you get the ball back. And then, of course, when you get the ball back, it's 17-14, there were a lot of passes that were short.
Take out the 2-minute drive, and I had 3 runs, 6 passes. I called 3 runs, 2 of them were RPOs, and they were completed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Kept the clock running. Positive gains. So I called 3 runs, 6 passes to break it down.
Yeah. But Carson, to that point, had completed 23 or 27 passes for 10.4 yards per attempt. And after that, the yards per attempt dropped drastically. Did you feel like the balls were, you know,
so you're saying,
more opportunities down?
You're saying I should have thrown the ball down the field.
I'm not saying anything. I'm wondering if you felt that you should have thrown the ball more down.
No.
Okay. So, did you feel like your defense got gassed?
Third down, we were talking about the scoring, the 3rd and 2 on the last possession. Was that another, like, a pass run thing?
That was not.
No.
That was a straight pass.
Doug, did you feel like the defense wore down?
Yeah, it was a pass.
The defense wore down in the fourth quarter. Did you sense that?
I didn't sense that at all. No, looking back on it today, I didn't feel that at all.
He's not a running player. Doug, we talk about finishing games a lot. Is there something tangible to that, or is that more of, like you said, you got to win the week, and that shows up on Sunday.
Well, it's tangible from the standpoint. I think you do that in practice during the week. Make every play during practice. If you're going to make a mistake, make it during the week so that you can get it corrected. And then the next day, if you're given that opportunity again, you can finish that play. You make the right, you know, you make the right decision in practice, and then you learn how to finish. And these are all parts of, I think, things that. You know, as coaches, we try to put our players through situations. That's why you go through OTAs. That's why you do go training camp. And you get into games and you try to, you know, yeah, you're trying to play for this full 60 minutes. I mean, that's without a doubt. I think everybody can agree to that. And when you don't, you look at, I got to look at myself. And then we all have to look in the mirror and say, hey, what could I have done to prevent, you know, this type of loss?
That messaging of the pressure is off is very similar to what you guys had last year, us versus them, the underdogs. Was that a mindset at all that you want to have brought back, that you want what worked last year back with this team?
Well, I think a part of it can be that. I think it's an important part of kind of where we are, kind of the identity of the football team. I think, too, the other thing is, and I was talking with Dave Spadaro this morning about it, is, listen, when you win games, we're not talking about this stuff, because winning cures everything, right? Winning cures, well, we're not winning, so now everything's exposed. So now we're going to sit here and scrutinize every little thing when these things were not being, you know, we were actually making these plays a year ago. You know what I'm saying? So now we're going to sit here and scrutinize everything and point the finger and point the blame game and do all of that when, quite frankly, you know, yeah, we can go back and use that as fuel, as emotion, but it's a different team, different year. We're in this situation. We've kind of dug ourselves in a little bit of a hole. And the great thing about where we are is we still control our division, right? We still have games in our division ahead of us. And quite, you know, we got, what, 9 games left? So there's just a lot of ball, a lot of football, and a lot of things can happen. We got a break coming up after an important game this week. Got a break. you know, hopefully we get some guys healthy second half of the season, and you know, we'll see where we're at.
In terms of closing out games and the run-pass ratio that's being discussed, is there anything to maybe not fully trusting your ground game? In other words, you're up 17-0 instead of, you know, grinding it out and winding down the clock, you know, you kind of went in the other direction. I mean, are you trusting your ground game?
I'm trusting it.
Do you have the personnel to,
yes,
to do it?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Then how come that wasn't the approach?
I mean, let me ask you to block 700-pound men sometimes. I mean, it's not because of lack of effort. It's not because of scheme. Listen, they get paid over there. They, being the defense, get paid a lot, Carolina, to make plays on us. And when it breaks down, it breaks down. We, you know, you run the ball on 1st and 10, and you lose 2, you're 2nd and 12. Next thing you know, you go a little RPO pass or a play-action pass, you get sacked. You're 3rd and 18. Okay, I mean, you know, those are all breakdowns that we need to correct and we need to fix. So it's not that I lose confidence in a run game. It's not that at all. I got a lot of confidence in a run game. I got a lot of confidence in that O-line room. Those guys are good, really good, and they're talented, and the backs are talented. And you know, it's still an aggressive mentality when I run, and it's still aggressive mentality when I throw. And it's always going to maintain that. We're always going to maintain that aggressiveness. And I have no lack of confidence whatsoever in our run game.
When you don't want your players to put extra pressure on themselves, what else can you do aside from tell them that? What else can you do to prevent that? Because as losses pile up, you naturally would think they'd press a little more.
Yeah, probably right.
What else can you do?
You just got to keep talking. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep battling through it, man. Sometimes human nature is going to say we got to do more when less is better, and maybe that's where we're at. Maybe we got to scale back just a little bit. You know, I'm just brainstorming here, but maybe offensively we scale back the amount of plays we have in. Maybe I scale back in practice, whatever I can to keep the guys fresh and energized and jazzed. You know, going into games. Those are all things I got to assess in the next couple of days.
When you talk about pressure, so I was wondering, how do you think you're handling the pressure?
From you guys? Great.
Or just in general?
I mean, listen, I got so much confidence in this football team. You don't understand. We're losing games by just a couple of plays. Okay, we lost the Tennessee game, 4th and 15. We lost yesterday. You can say the 4th and 10 play. You can almost say the last couple of plays of the game, right? And it's coming down to like 2-3 plays, and we're sitting here at 5-2, you know, instead of 3-4. So I mean, we're only talking about a couple of plays, and this thing's different. We're talking a whole another deal. So this team, I got so much confidence in this football team and this coaching staff that we're gonna get this fixed.
Just to follow up. Topic that's been kind of discussed all year. There's outside speculation from people that are not within the franchise's inner circle that with the departure of Coach Reich and DeFilippo, they're wondering the effect of that on decision making.
Listen, I've addressed that and I'm not going to address it anymore. I'm done with that one.
Do you think there were enough blitzes down in the last two drives from defense? No, there weren't any calls.
Blitzes?
Yeah.
Listen, is it going to change the outcome of the game? I don't know. I mean, you can blitz all you want, but you still got to cover down. You still got to, you know, it's, I mean, we're sitting here again. I mean, but you're asking me, should I run the ball more? Should we blitz more? What do you want me to, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
The previous drive, Jim had blitzed twice and both were incomplete passes. It seemed like it had been working early in the game as well. I'm just wondering, felt it was too much for the four-man rush because nothing was working. It wasn't working clearly, right? So maybe...
Yeah, and this is something Jim and I, we'll address it. We'll talk about it later in today.
Why is that crazy?
Last one.
What's that?
Why is it crazy to ask if you should run the ball more if the defense should blitz more? Why is that?
Well, I mean, now you're getting into game plan stuff and you're getting into scheme and you guys aren't in there watching the tape like we are for, you know, 18 hours a day and putting the game plans together, and it's easy to sit in a press box and say, hey, they should run the ball. Come down and stand on the sideline with me and make decisions. You know, I should run it here. I should pass it here. Let's throw a screen here. Let's get the quarterback out of the pocket right here. Oh, no, there's 15 seconds left on the clock. I mean, so, you know, until you're down there with me on the sideline making in-game decisions, then, you know, I guess you can ask all you want.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks.